Hello, Gallatin Valley. You're listening to Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Nurse Nancy. A couple of months ago, we did a show with Jen McClellan and Katie Michael Sanchez on the lived experiences of people of size, or as Katie says, fat people. Both guests talked about their changing relationship to physical activity as they moved away from diet culture and began to embrace the concept of health at every size and to reclaim their ability to take pleasure in movement and pride in their bodies. Today we're going to continue the conversation about physical activity with two more guests, Victoria LaFrambois and Jennifer Bear Medicine. Vicki LaFrambois is an enrolled member of the Blackfeet Nation. She holds a master's degree in health education and promotion from Montana State University and has devoted her career to working for women's health, native health, and social justice. Currently, Vicki works as tribal liaison at Amerigroup Washington, so she is a health professional, but I invited her to participate in this show not really because of her professional credentials, but because we are Facebook friends and she's always posting pictures illustrating the highs and lows of her ongoing campaign to keep herself moving. She inspires me because she keeps on keeping on even though, like me, she doesn't quote-unquote love exercise. When I called her to talk about this show, she told me that one of the people she is inspired by is her friend Jennifer Bear Medicine. So we called Jennifer, who agreed to join us for this conversation. Jennifer is a nurse in Browning on the Blackfeet Reservation. Like Vicki and me, she works in healthcare, but on this show, we'll be focusing mostly on the personal experiences of our guests in terms of their relationship with physical activity, why they're so committed to being active, what barriers they face, and what supports them and could support them even more in keeping moving. Welcome, both of you. So you all have both expressed to me that it's a priority for you at this point in your lives to be active, but that hasn't always been easy for you. And I'd like to start by asking, what first made you decide that this was something you were going to commit to? Vicki, could you start?
Yes. So I was a dog walker, walked my two dogs, you know, maybe a mile, you know, stopping and watering them and letting them smell every inch of blade of grass here and there. So, you know, it was never a, you know, let's break out and sweat and, you know, time our walks or anything. And so a coworker was going to do the annual Bloomsday Corporate Cup here in Spokane. And like 4 days before the Bloomsday, he approached me and said, I need you to take my spot on the team. And I looked at him and I said, what? And Bloomsday is a 7.5 mile course. And by the time you get to your car and get to the t-shirt and back to your car, it's easily 10 miles.
Wow.
Right. And I looked at him and I laughed and I said, I am in no way, shape or form gonna run this or even in any shape able to walk this. And he said, oh, I have faith in you. You walk your dogs faithfully all the time. I hear stories of you walking Jackson. And I said, it's 4 days away, John. He said, oh, you can do it. So I did it. And, you know, everybody in town does this, right? And there's tons of people. I was going to meet a coworker down there and we never met up. And so I'm like, okay, you can do this. Get out of your shell. You can do this. Well, I did it. And I was so sore. I could barely walk when I got done. I got home. I had two of the large smart bottles frozen and I had them rubber band to my legs,
oh boy.
Icing them afterwards. And I thought, you know what, this isn't going to stop here because I kind of had that adrenaline flow. And then I started signing up for different runs but I wasn't running them. I was walking them. Yeah. And so I was doing, then I signed up and I recruited my niece and my best friends and a couple of other people. And we signed up for the bubble run. And this was fun because between, it was a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. And it went super fast because between each station, you went to different stations and there were different bubbles, different color bubbles at each station. And this was super, super fun. And I thought, well, if all these 5Ks are like this, I can do this. Well, these are expensive. And I thought, I need me a sugar daddy too. Support this little new habit of mine. And so I was doing like charity walks for this, you know, raising money for this and then spending some money doing these. And then now I have all these 5K t-shirts and this and that. And then I was bettering my time at this and because I'm a little bit competitive. And then I was talking to a person that I met through work doing some virtual training and technical assistant. And he said, well, I'll do this with you. And it was a half marathon. He goes, oh, wow. You got to run with me. And so the time was coming a little bit closer and closer and never really heard about from him about this. So I was doing the Jingle Bell Run and I met these two ladies and she said, do you do these by yourself? And I said, I do. I said, if I waited for other people, I would still be sitting on the couch. And then we started talking about this half marathon. And she said, well, I'll do it with you. And, well, it's a good thing because this person from California never showed up. And we walked it. We walked it together.
Great.
And let me tell you, I finished dead last. Absolutely dead last. It took me 6 hours.
But you finished.
But I finished. But let me tell you, in that year, I learned so much. I learned about what you need to eat, how you need to prepare, like what you need to eat the week before. You know, you hear about this carb overload and stuff like that. And then that whole year, the next year, because I thought, oh, I'm never going to do this again. You know, with the Bloomsday, with this half marathon, then there was another half marathon in May. This was in April, then there was one in May, and just all this. And then in the meantime, I was doing these other 5Ks, you know, just to help me train and all that. And I found that the 5Ks were fun, but they were getting a little bit boring because I was doing them quickly and, you know, bettering my time. And just like I said, I was learning a lot about myself, what to eat, and coming in last. It wasn't because I wasn't, you know, walking quickly or anything. It was how I was preparing myself and not eating correctly and things mm-hmm. like that. So there's a lot more to it. And, you know, and it wasn't because I wasn't running it because I did the same amount of miles as everybody else, uh-huh. you know, it's all that. And it's just that adrenaline when you finish. But you know, the biggest thing for me is there was nobody there at the finish line for me. You know, even if I finished dead last, there was still nobody there at the finish line to say, you did it. You accomplished it. Yeah. I had family members say, you walked it. You know what? I still did a half marathon.
Oh, so there wasn't the support, nobody at the finish line. And then people, instead of saying, wow, what a great accomplishment, they said, oh, you walked it.
Yeah, you just walked it. You know what? In those years training, you know, 2007, part of 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019, between those years, I did over... each year I did over 2,000 miles each year.
Wow.
Walking. My dog even did like 500 miles each year.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Well, so it just kept me going and going. And then again, then I see Jennifer doing lifting and also walking and running and things like that as well. So, you know, you get frustrated, then I would post my miles on Facebook because hoping that I might have been struggling each day, and I would do this in rain, snow, sleet. I would even get the ice shoes and get out and walk in those kind of weather, that kind of weather as well.
You are
hoping,
inspiring.
Hoping that, you know, I'm out there doing this, that maybe if I posted that, that maybe I would inspire somebody to get out and move their body as well.
Well, Jennifer, how did you first decide that this was a priority for you, that you needed to be physically active?
Okay. When in 2013.
Oh, we're losing you. We lost you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
This area right here is okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that sounds better. Okay. A little better.
Hi, sorry about this. In 2013, I found out I was a type 2 diabetic. I was overweight, 323 pounds. I was just very frustrated inside my body. I felt like I wanted to do so much. But I felt like, and emotionally and physically, I felt like I was hindering myself. We have a walk park here that I would drive by and I would see people walking. And I tell myself, one day I'm going to do that. And I would tell myself all the time, one day I'm going to do that. Well, when I found out I was diabetic, there was no excuses. I'm like, I've got to get out and walk. I was always ashamed because of my body. And finally, one day, I'm like, you need to move. You need to get out and move because this is now unhealthy. At the time, I was a dialysis nurse. And I seen many of our people that were had high blood pressure and diabetes, which resulted in them being on dialysis. And that was a very preventable measure that I could have easily looked at myself in the future saying, I can be here. I can be somebody sitting. Instead of being the nurse, I can be the patient. I didn't want that. And I didn't want to be on any medication either. So I got up enough courage to start walking. It wasn't very far at the first. I walked and I turned around because I was out of breath. And I felt so, I kept telling myself, do this. You know, you're not going to make it and you're going to give up. Well, that determination, I mean, it just made my blood boil. And it made me say, why can't I do this? Why can't I get out here and walk? So finally, I'm like, it's up to me to do this. It's up to me to start walking, get out, and you feel better. You feel better about yourself. And slowly but surely, the weight was coming off. I seen a dietitian at our Indian Health Service here. She was so inspiring to me. We took things emotionally, physically, the whole gamut, and we would talk each week. And we would go over not only the food aspect, but why emotionally was I feeling this. And that really helped out. My A1C was 7.5 when I first started. As of last year, it was 5.5.
Wow.
So I haven't been on medication since 2013. 6 months I was on medication, and then I dropped 60 pounds, and I was off the medication. For me, it was a more health aspect that driven me to start moving. After a while, it was more that adrenaline, you feel good about yourself. That natural high is what I really enjoyed. I start incorporating hiking. So a lot of my things weren't so much the marathons at first, or the marathon or the running, which I wanted to be a part of, but I wasn't physically there. So we started on, my friends and I started on small hikes, and they got longer. And it was a good group that we all went out and just walked, because we live here in this beautiful country, but none of us ever went and explored like Glacier Park. So together as a group, we start doing that. And it was amazing to see something that you drove by, but to actually explore it was phenomenal. So with that, I started doing the hiking. And then I thought, well, why not try these 5Ks like Vicky? So I ventured out with friends at first like her. And then those friends also dwindled. So I would venture out by myself and meet amazing people. They have an icebreaker here in Great Falls, Montana. And I always thought, I'm going to participate in that one day. But I never thought I had the stamina to do it. Well, I went with friends, and then I went with family members. And it was amazing because I finished it. In 2019, before pre-COVID, I did it, and I ran walked it. And for me, that's truly amazing. I did some running, some walking, And then I also thought, I heard of the Glacier Half Marathon. And I thought, there's no way in heck I can do this. I signed up for it when it very first initially came out, and physically I couldn't do it. In 2019, I ran, walked it, and I trained, like Vicky said. I start training in August, and I also joined what's called the Res Meltdown. And I end up losing 45 pounds and coincide with this half marathon to help me train. And I thought, well, you know, everybody runs it. But I'm like, there's no way I can run it. But there wasn't everybody running it. There were people of all walks, races, you name it. And there were people that were walking the whole thing, running the whole thing, run walking. There were families. And just to truly see the area that I grew up and I live here, and to actually walk, run it, and see the view was amazing. And we as kids would drive this, and to actually stop and actually look what's here. I, at one point, 8 miles into it, I wanted to give up, and I just grabbed and said, I live in a very beautiful place. It took my breath away. And then I remember, this was all worth it. I remember finishing, and like Vicky, I didn't care if I finished last, and I was actually prepared to be like one of the last ones rolling in. I was going to give myself 6 hours. I finished it in 3.5 hours.
Wow.
Which amazed me because I had.
We're losing you a little bit there. I heard that you finished it in 3.5 hours.
Half hours. My friends waiting for me because they were all runners. But the support that I got throughout the whole thing, I wanted to cry because I had to reflect back at 2013 where I could barely make it to where I was now and just say, you can do it. You know, you believe in yourself enough and put the work into it and the effort. It doesn't matter if you're running, walking. It's that you have the heart and desire and the drive to finish it. And that accomplishment right there was just worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to just let listeners know, if they're just joining us, they are listening to Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman. We are talking today with Vicky LaFromboys and Jennifer Bear Medicine, and we're talking about physical activity. This conversation sort of came out of a show that we did a few months ago about the lived experiences of people of size, and the guests on that show talked about their changing relationship with physical activity. And they talked about they weren't necessarily being active to try to lose weight, but for health reasons and for joy and for pride. And I have seen Vicky and I are Facebook friends, and she's always posting about her accomplishments, and she and Jennifer are both in touch. So we wanted to carry on this conversation. I'm curious, so both of you are enrolled members of the Blackfeet Nation. This wasn't conceived as a show about physical activity among Native Americans in general or Blackfeet in particular, but just through friendship circles, it ends up that these are the three of us on the call. And I'm wondering whether and how your understanding of yourselves as Native American women or as members of the Blackfeet Nation, how that plays in, how that maybe motivates you or help you think about the importance of physical activity.
Well, for me, you know, we are the backbone of the family, and you know, just the way it goes, just the strength of the family is the way I've been brought up, you know, of that, and just, you know, not one that has had children and all that, but it's, you know, the auntie and all that and stuff like that. And I just remember the second time I did the negative split half marathon, I was nervous about it because, you know, the first time I came in dead last, they were tearing down everything. And it took everything. And then I remember I signed up for that second marathon the second time. And I remember it was my nieces and my great nieces that got me through that half marathon, because it was one of my nieces, Jennifer. She, before the race, she said, what are your goals for this one? She says, is it that you want to come in first? And I said, well, I know that's not going to, I'm not ever going to be a placer, which is not my goal. And she said, what is your goal? And I said, that I finish. I don't want to come in last. I don't care if I come in second to the last. I just don't want to be last. I want to better my time from last time. And it was her daughter and her granddaughters that throughout the race, they would call me and just maybe leave me if I didn't hear it, or leave me a message or a text and just say, you got this, auntie, you can do this. You know, we are so proud of you. And it's just maybe our core values and just being Native and just our traditions that got me through that race and continued to help me train and just help reminded me of our goals and just our values that helped me to keep going and just, you know, the support. And maybe they weren't there at the finish line, but they were there with me in spirit and just telling me, we love you. You got this. You can do this, auntie. We are so proud of you. Cool. For doing this. And Jennifer saying, you know, you are proven to be just a role model for your family, for your future nieces and nephews doing this, and just showing that you are courageous, you are brave, you can do this. Just move. Just do it.
Just move. Cool.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer,
so that's what it was for me.
Okay. And Jennifer, do you have thoughts on that question?
I do. Actually, from my standpoint, I come from a strong woman. I've grown up with a single parent mother who raised me and who has always taught me to be independent, to go for it, and to try new things. And just in general here in our Blackfeet country, we have very strong, a very strong running group of people. People run here, and they're just so graceful and beautiful to watch. And my brother was a runner, and to watch him, I always thought, I could never do that. I may not be graceful, I may not be fast, but to just have those people that inspired me, and it's just not a Blackfeet, you know, nation type thing. I have very strong leaders that are women in my family, grandmother, aunts, and my mother, who always instilled into me, I can do it, and I can do anything I want. So that powerful self-esteem building for me has really, I would say, has really attributed it to all of this and the encouragement. And I attribute it to a lot of family support.
So, yeah, both of you have talked about how important it is to have a group that supports you. Although, Vicki, I mean, I'm amazed and impressed that you go out and do it yourself. Sometimes I don't know if I could do that, but you've both made clear how the support of a group can really help you reach your goals. What benefits have you all experienced, would you say, in terms of mental health and that kind of stuff through this journey of physical activity?
For me, it's there's been times that I've gotten bad news. I've been in a bad mood. I've been tired. And I've gone out and gone for a brisk walk, a slow walk, run, walk. And it's cleared my head. Recently, I've been feeling like, is it a sciatica, funny feeling in my left side? And I've gone out and worked it out. And it helps me in a number of ways. For my dog, if we don't go for a while, he gets crabby. And it's a whole different story when we are on a regular basis. And it helps both of us. I mean, see, even my partner, Joe, if I haven't gone for a while, he goes, I think you need a walk.
I think you need a walk.
I mean, it's been snowing. It's been cold here in Spokane. It gets chilly like it does in Montana. I mean, there's been times I have 2 layers on the bottom, 3 layers on the bottom, 4 layers on top, and put my my track things on, and away we'll go. You know, so it, you know, you just adjust, and it helps me. It really does help me. So I just feel a difference.
How do you? Aside from posting on Facebook, how do you try to inspire other people to keep going? Like, it sounds like you and Jennifer, even though you haven't seen each other physically in a while, like, you guys support each other.
Mm-hmm. So I was at a walk in Wenatchee. I was actually there for work. And then my coworker said, go ahead and walk it. And I was going to actually... I was kind of training for a half marathon, and I was really gonna get in the zone and just walk and get some time in for it. And I noticed this gal, and she was quite heavy, heavier than I, and she was pushing a stroller, and I just had this sense about her that she was down and she was at the back of the pack, and I was going to zoom on by her and get some time, some good time, and make some time. And I started to talk to her, and as I was going to zoom by her, and I found out that she was going to do this walk with some other ladies, and the other ladies didn't show up. And I thought, you know what? Heck with the time. And I stayed back and I walked with her, and because I felt if I leave her, she's going to ditch out. Mm. And true. And I walked with her and all this, and we are still friends on Facebook, and I may not see her because she's in Wenatchee. And then there ended up being some other ladies that same story. And at the very end, we grabbed hands as they, a couple of them were pushing strollers, and we ran across that finish line. But at the end, she said, you know, if you wouldn't have done this with me, I would have headed out at that right by my car where my car was. I would have got in, loaded my babies in the car, and I wouldn't have finished this. And so just me having that feeling that, you know, if nobody would have done this with her, she wouldn't have done this. And even though I had a vision of just like, you know, making some time and just this will give me some, nobody knows me here. And if I walk and jog and walk or whatever we want to call it, you know, so that was doing some inspiration to her. And then there were like 4 other ladies at the end that I ended up inspiring. And now because of that inspiration, they kind of started their own little walk group, and they're doing some amazing things. It just, oh my gosh, that makes me feel so good. It's like I started that just because of a feeling I had. That makes me feel so good. It's like me. Vicky Rose started that. This chubby girl started that in Wenatchee. Wow, that makes me feel so good. And that girl that finished dead last and then middle of the pack next year. Wow, I never ever would have thought, you know, things like that. I mean, you know, when I think of people doing half marathons and marathons, you never think that people would walk them. There's a large group of people that walk these things. You know, I put a 13.1 sticker on my car. Woo-hoo. Woo! Wow. I mean, I think back when I was going to college at MSU, I flunked a health class.
Oh, wow. Oh, Vicky, this is
I'm admitting this. I'm out doing this.
This is so wonderful. We are about at the end of our half hour here. This is Body Politic. I'm your host, Dr. Nurse Nancy. We have been talking with Jennifer Bear Medicine and Victoria LaFromboys about physical activity. Vicki, I love that story.